Welcome back to Inside Personal Growth. This is Greg Voisin, the host of Inside Personal Growth, and I want to thank all of our listeners who come from around the world to listen to the words of wisdom from our authors. And I'm especially privileged today to have Suzanne Taylor on the line. She's the producer and director of a new documentary called Crop Circles, Quest for Truth. Good day to you, Suzanne. How are you doing from Los Angeles?
Well, I'm doing fine, but you know, Quest for Truth was the first movie that I was involved in, for which I'm the executive producer. But the newest movie is called What on Earth? Inside the Crop Circle Mystery.
Right.
And the two of them together make a wonderful pair, actually. One is a kind of history of the crop circles, and the other is, if I would just describe it, is the passion of the crop circles.
Well, and you're also the founder of something called Mighty Companions we're going to get into, but I'm going to let our listeners know a little bit about you. Suzanne Taylor, like I said, is executive producer of this featured documentary, Crop Circles, Quest for Truth, a former actress and a fine arts painter, and still a gourmet cook who wrote Anybody Can Make It, Everybody Will Love It cookbook. She is part of the worldwide crop circle research community as the founder of Mighty Companions, a nonprofit dedicated to thinking outside the box about the state of the world and the need for a change of worldview. Her home's in Los Angeles and is gathering place for open-minded people who are committed to shaping a better future. And as she said, she's got a blog called Making Sense of These Times. You know, Suzanne, I was watching your video at your website, and you say that we need to pay attention to what's going on in these crop circles because there is significant message that's being conveyed. For many of our listeners, they certainly know about the crop circles, but they really don't know about them. You're really what I would call the thought leader here. So tell us what you think's going on and why we need to pay more attention to what's happening in these crop circles, which, by the way, happen mostly in England. But I'd like to get your viewpoint on that.
Well, Blessings on Signs, the Mel Gibson movie that really let the world know that there was a phenomenon, even though everything they said about it was erroneous. But it did take us out of a certain invisibility, which we still suffer from, strange but true, since it's only the most interesting thing going on in the world, because when you look at the evidence, you have to conclude that we don't make them. That's not hoaxes. We know we have copycats, but there's a real phenomenon here. And it's undeniable when you look at the evidence, and it is so life-changing, earth-changing, that in fact I think that's why we're not looking at it. It would pull the underpinnings out from our entire belief system, which is really predicated on us being the big cheese in the universe. And if we discovered that there is other intelligence and that, in fact, it's better than ours, superior to ours, it would just throw us into, a mind spin of who are we and what are we doing here? And it's just the questions we should be asking. And I think that's why this phenomenon is so significant. It throws us into questioning the very basics on which we stand, which at this point in time, everyone knows aren't working. We're in such trouble. We need to re-examine the fundamentals of how we operate in the universe. And this would throw us into a new conversation about who are we in relation to other intelligence. Right now, we only have each other to relate to, and look at how cruel we are, to each other, to the Earth, in many radical ways. That's not, that everybody on Earth is a horrible person. But look, we still make war? Oh, how can we do things like this? We're so primitive in certain ways. So a dialogue about, oh my, now, wait, we're humbled. There's other intelligence out there. What do we do about it? How do we relate to it? How do we respond to it? What is the meaning of it? It's a worldwide conversation, it would be so good for us.
So you really believe that the circles are kind of messages for us to awaken. And I obviously believe that personally there's a spiritual message here, but that the crop circles really represent hope when things have been so dark and dangerous.
Absolutely.
And that why are people really treating them as nonsense? Why do you believe that the bulk of them want to treat them as nonsense?
Well, it's too challenging. We talk about that in my film. It's just too challenging to everything. You know, it's like the evil you know is maybe better than the one you don't know, you know, or what you don't know. You're used to it. It's all the gears are meshed that way. You know, people talk about this horrible capitalistic, materialistic world as if the leaders of the world are this conspiracy to destroy the you know, or beat the rest of the world, whatever, whatever. But wait a minute. Everyone has a 401k. Everyone is interested in prosperity, even though it's the wrong ideal as we've marginalized spirit and consciousness and put money at the you know, ascendant position. It's tearing the world apart, and yet we're all caught in that. And you know, what will happen if everything changes? Well, it scares people. So it's better to avert the eyes, better... You know, before there was a possible explanation, when it was a total mystery and nobody, everybody was shaking their heads, it actually got a lot of attention. That was back in the late 80s and the, wait now, late 90s. Oh, God, I got my years mixed up. No, the late 80s. Oh, it's 20 years now, heavens. And then in 1991, these two farmers came out and said they had made them all, and immediately it was a place to park all of that uncertainty. Oh, those two guys made them. Okay, we don't have to think about that anymore. And I think that's really essentially what happened. That story, of course, was ridiculous. It was quickly shown to be untrue, and yet damage was done or case was closed. And ever since then, it's just been, oh, people make all. Now it's no longer those two guys, particularly since one of them died. But it's, oh, yes, others have taken over from there, and it must be people. Oh, yes, yes, that accounts for it. Now nobody has to think about it, and that's somewhat more comfortable, I think.
Well, why don't,
it's natural, you know?
Yeah, and I think for our listeners, they might even not understand the magnitude that some of these are two football field long, so there's been over 2,000 of these circles created since 1989 from what you reference as non-human source. So what do you believe the extraterrestrials who are creating these circles are attempting to communicate to us as a human race? What really is going on here?
Well, that's simple to me. See, that's the simple question, although it might not seem so to other people. But what I think they're attempting to do is let us know we're not the only intelligence. Each of these individual formations, or many of the individual formations, are loaded with content, with translatable ideas, symbols, messages, whatever, full of stuff. And I think there's a
the mathematics that goes into these is just quite phenomenal. I mean, if
extraordinary.
You look at it, yeah, I mean, you mentioned it in the video clips that I watched and so on. But what is it behind this? I mean, they really couldn't be created by human beings, could they?
You know, we have theorems in our geometry now that we learned from the crop circles. I mean, that's how sophisticated this geometric information is, mathematical information is. And there's a mind behind this. It's not accidental. It's not just, you know, some pretty shapes that somehow or other, and there are ways, you know, there are experiments out there that with sound, working on either sand or iron filings and sending a note through the, you know, the sand or iron filings on a tray will produce a geometric pattern. The sound and pattern go together. However, when you look at the crop circles, no, it isn't. They land in very specific places. They don't cross fields. You take them into the laboratory, and the biology and the chemistry have changed. So there's nothing accident. They're being carefully designed by something that has mind, which makes you think that it's something embodied. It's not nature or something abstract. It has the characteristics of being designed by creatures like us, let's say, quote unquote. You know, all you have to do really is look at the evidence and say, wow, we can't make them. They're being designed by creatures. They're full of thoughtfulness. It has been decided by something, both what the designs are, they're worked out, they're complex, they're careful, and where they're placed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you just look at the overall situation, you just have to say something is trying to tell us that it exists. Because, you know, putting all the individual pieces of information together, you don't get anywhere. One of them is an astrological set of symbols. Another is from some other discipline, something's philosophical, there's a message in binary code, but you put them all together, there isn't a compilation of a message that once we decipher it all, we'll get it. No, no, no. There's just bits and pieces of encoded intelligence. And to me, that just adds up to the transmitter of this wanting us to know that there's a transmission going on.
Well, one of the things that's so fascinating, and I went back to some of your blog entries from 2002 and your actual visits to these crop circles. And I would say probably for most of our listeners, and me included, we've seen them on TV. I've watched your video clips. I've seen in other places, National Geographic, but I've never visited one. So I read some of your entries, and what moved me was really how you were moved, the way in which you wrote some of these blog entries. Can you actually try and articulate for our listeners the experience of going to one of these crop circles? And it almost seemed to me, Suzanne, as if you had a spiritual experience of some type.
Well, you know, it tunes me into the grandeur of the universe. I mean, you stand in one of these, or you sit in one of them, or you lie in one of them, and it is so awesome. This cannot be. You are engaged at that point with otherness. And that is such a bigger picture to be in than just their limited reality that we have here, that you just can't help but being overwhelmed. And, you know, really, as people might pay attention and really see the pictures, and most people actually aren't up to date. They think it's over. The media does a terrible job, or that it's all ridiculous, and they're really not paying attention. The first thing that happens when people pay attention and really look at the images, that's all, that are coming in now, their jaws drop. Oh, my goodness, they're so incredibly beautiful. So I think this experience that I'm describing as best I can in words is the kind of experience everyone on Earth can have, even not being in them, as the media might pay attention, and in the magic of all the, you know, ways we have to film things and take you into things. If this were really popular and people were all getting that experience, everyone would be walking around with their jaws dropped on Earth. You know, everybody who had a TV mm-hmm. would be feeling that. So this is, you know, my sort of mission. I actually took it as a mission. If I was going to do anything with my life, and I'd always been producing programs that had to do with consciousness, and when the crop circles just came along as another topic until it took me over, because it had such potential to create radical shift of consciousness that I sort of, you know, everything else got marginalized, although I still dabble in other spiritual kind of things and what have you. But,
Since your experience with these crop circles and it kind of coming into your life and transforming you, Suzanne, what really has happened for you, and what message would you like to convey to our listeners as a result of these messages that we're receiving through the crop circles? I mean, you personally have been transfixed on this for some time, and as a result of it, you're consciously, or I mean, I can tell right off the bat the kind of people that are vibrating at a different level. You certainly are one of those souls on this planet that's, you know, I mean, you've got such great energy, you're vibrating. What has happened to you personally is not only being the mouthpiece for this, I mean, spending the time and the energy to put a documentary film together is just amazing. What's happened to you as a result of this?
Well, you know, I was always playing in these domains meaning consciousness, and this just gave me kind of, you know, there's one thing in your intellect, and then there's another in your being, and this kind of opened me into the beingness of this vastness that we are in here. But, you know, when I speak about them, it's not so much that, oh, you'll get interested in crop circles and you'll never have to do any personal growth work again. No, 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 no. What it will do is change our collective idea of who we are as humanity. And, you know, that will just give us a bigger playing field in which to keep working on ourselves and all those ways in which you have to go on this personal journey, you know.
Well,
you're going on it perhaps in a much more expanded kind of arena.
Don't you think the significance of this, because you mentioned it in one of the clips, is actually this oneness of, you know, we're for so long we've spent in our world dividing and conquering and war and all this, that these circles are messages of a united hope for peace and bliss on this planet. Would you say that that's part of the message you're trying to convey?
Oh, well, that's the consequence. That's the kind of result that you will really get to experience, this larger reality that is the oneness of it all. This is a kind of a doorway. The crop circles are a doorway to take you into a much larger reality. And, that, of course, that's the place from which, you know, really we should all be living. We should all be conscious of that. You know, enter into something that's the one world. And that conversation would be the beginning of it. You know, you see contact and headlines all over the world. Oh, we have ascertained through the crop circles that we are being visited. It's immediately on everyone's mind, and it will just pervade the beingness of all, you know, civilized people on Earth. And wouldn't that be good for us? We need a bigger idea. You know, it's well, bigger than the dike to fix our world the way with the same belief system. So we need a bigger belief system. And
I think it's fantastic. This is a great way to communicate it. So as the Piscean age comes to an end and we're breaking down all these systems, you know, you see our financial systems in collapse. You see educational systems changing. You see all kinds of things in change right now and in flux, probably more than ever. What do you believe that the hope is for the future? Because you did, during these dark and dangerous times, we really need to look at the world in a new, unique way. And this is one way through these crop circles for us to get there.
Oh, absolutely. Well said.
So is it your kind of belief that the kind of breakdown of these systems and the evolution of a new system, as Barbara Marx Hubbard has talked about in many of her videos as well, is really what we're on the cusp of at this point?
Well, we better be, don't you think?
I think so.
You know, I started to say it's fingers in the dike to fix all the things that challenge us, and we all know now that we're in trouble here. But everything is held in place by the fundamental belief system where the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. I mean, unless you really revolutionize the underpinning, you're just really in a huge struggle to fix all the consequences of it. So this is my big hope. You know, this is why I focused on the circles as opposed to the many other things, that subject matters that I was dabbling with before or getting involved with before. But the circles really are a potential. And nobody, you know, I'm the biggest spokesperson in the world, actually, for getting these circles, getting attention paid to these circles. There's a big research community that studies them. They know much more than I about the technical aspects of it, the mathematics, the geometry, the chemistry, blah, 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 all of that, the history even. But I'm the one that's trying to take it out into the world. You know, please God, Margaret Mead's quote holds, which never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. So that's what my Mighty Companions Enterprise, it's the production company and it's my nonprofit. That's what we've been looking at for decades now, actually. How can a small group of people really make a big impact? So please God, you know, that's what I have my sights set on.
Well, I think you're doing an amazing job, and I'd like to know, what spiritual significance do these crop circles mean for you, and do you believe for our human race? Because obviously the messages that are being sent in these geometric designs are not only just beautiful and awe-inspiring, but they're obviously moving people to new heights of thought, and I think that's what you're doing. You're utilizing the symbolism that's being made, whether people believe it's being made by an extraterrestrial or not. I don't think that is that important as much as what's important is really how we can come together as a world and try and rebuild ourselves in some spiritual way. Do you believe there's a huge spiritual significance here?
Well, it's so funny you would ask me that question today. I have a post going up on my blog, which is theconversation.org. The title of it is Making Sense of These Times, and the URL is conversation.org, and it's going up later today. It's called The Distinction Between Unthinking Religious Belief and Sensible Spirituality, and it's a piece from Huffington Post written by a guy named Phil Goldberg, and I write an intro to it about how, what is, you know, we used to say, do you believe in God, yes or no, and you were religious if you did, and you were atheist if you didn't. Well, it's much more nuanced than that. What is spirit? spirit is not the guy in the beard. It's something much bigger. It's the awesomeness of the universe, blah, blah, blah. Read the piece. And that's what the crop circles are inviting us to. You know, that's what they're symbolizing or what they're echoing or what have you. It's this larger beauty of the universe, which is the spirit of it all. That's what it is, you know.
And they're awakening.
It's a fabulous piece. You're going to love reading this piece. It's so wonderful, really.
Well, they're awakening us. So this is truly about us waking up. And do you believe or are you sensing that, you know, it's not going to be cataclysmic, that we're going to make it through this and we are going to see a new evolution, as Barbara Marx Hubbard comes, of, as a species? What do you actually think will happen to this human species moving forward?
Well, you know, I'm not as confident as you are, but, you know, my maid says cold, your maid says whatever that joke was. But I think we're in real danger. There's some evidence that really good evidence. I love Graham Hancock, if you've been following. He's probably on your list there. But this wonderful work that really is showing us as Ancient Aliens, that series that's just been on the History Channel, where I actually was a crop circle expert on it. But they're showing us that conceivably there have been civilizations that have come and gone. The Ice Age conceivably wiped out a much more, or a sophisticated civilization, like sophisticated like us, you know. And I think we could go again. And, you know, who knows where we're going. But the thing that, you know, all we can do is do our best to wise up and to be the creatures that can create the successful civilization that doesn't wipe itself out. But, you know, it's a real challenge, I think, at this time, because we're so locked into the wrong understanding and we're pursuing the wrong goals. The fundamental goals we're pursuing will tear us apart. You just can't sustain a world where the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And now we've got a dangerous world, you know, where we've got such good destructive tools, where, you know, before it just kept us in chaos. But now, you know, it can actually, you know, be much more deadly than that. So, you know, I've just got all my sights set on what can I do, you know.
So, Suzanne, what do you think that as an individual listener out there, that they can hope for? I mean, if you really are looking at this from the 50,000 foot view, which you are, which is truly a kind of a global view, what's the best thing that could happen as a result of us making awareness of the crop circles, the message that's being sent from those crop circles, and our ability to act? Because that's one thing we do have is free will. And what should we be doing?
Well, I just have one essence that is the doorway, which is be curious, not skeptical. Mm-hmm. I mean, where does it get you when you close your eyes, turn your back, and say, "Oh, wait a minute, be curious. Worst can happen is you'll say, "Oh, no, there really isn't anything to it." But the best that can happen is it will change the world. And that's my soapbox. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm not trying to ram something down anybody's, you know, throat. You must believe. Just pay attention. Be curious. Be open. There's plenty to pay attention to in this little, you know, corner of the universe that I'm proselytizing about. Pay attention. Have your eyes open. Look at the evidence. And if everyone on Earth did that, we would be living in a different world.
Okay, so for those skeptics that might be out there listening now going, "Hey, Greg, you know, you brought Suzanne on to talk about crop circles, and I still don't believe," where can they go to get more information and read up? Because I know you have lots at your website, plus you've got the new DVD, plus you're offering all these bonus gifts as well, which I think are about 16. Where would our listeners go to get the DVD, get more information from you, and so on?
Right. Well, we've made it a super deal because, you know, how do you tell the world about something? You make a movie. And so we're really eager to have this movie shared, have people get it, and have people show it to their friends, which people do. It's that kind of movie. You go to cropcirclemovie.com/radio, and what that will get you is something special for your radio listeners, which is a piece of the bonus material. It will come up immediately. You don't have to buy anything. Then you'll see the trailer. You don't have to buy anything. And then, obviously, you can proceed to buy the DVD. But you'll get your really good taste of it that way. And it will also lead you to the official site of the film, which has all kinds of Crop Circle information on it. But if you follow along from cropcirclemovie.com/radio, that's the key to getting yourself this beautiful piece of bonus material. That's a montage of the web of the Crop Circles with a very trippy voiceover. It's actually very interesting, and you can't get it any other place. We don't have it on YouTube and what have you. It's just a piece of bonus material. So cropcirclemovie.com/radio. And then the other place independent of that that you'd get there through there, but circuitously, is my blog, where you can get on my mailing list, and that's theconversation.org. So they're easy to remember, cropcirclemovie.com and theconversation.org.
Great. And what is the whatonearthmovie.com, Ben?
Well, that's the new one. That's okay. The one that you're going to get. And the other one, Crop Circles Quest for Truth, you'll be offered, if you buy the first one, it was as my mentor says, do you want fries with that? So we reduced the price to like $12. I mean, it's so ridiculously cheap. For the second one, it gets tucked in with the first one, which is only $19.95. And you know, then you get the whole package of the history of the circles and the passion of the circles. But the new movie is What on Earth Inside the Crop Circle Mystery.
Okay. And that's going to be up at our website, and we're going to have a link for our listeners as well to let them know. And Suzanne, I want to thank you for being on with us today. You truly have created some insight into this, and I hope that for our listeners, it moves them to not only just get the DVD to learn more, even if that's all they do, but the reality is if they start having dialogue, even in their own homes, and showing this to other people, and looking at the possibilities, I think that's the key here, is if you would just start the dialogue, start the possibilities. Do you have a community up there where people can get together and start talking about this, or where?
Oh, definitely. You know, my house has been a gathering place for decades for the underground here and the activists. Yes, indeed. If you were on my mailing list, you would get invited. In fact, so get on my mailing list wherever you are. In fact, I get these emails that say, "Oh, I wish I could be there, but I'm in Norway." but we put it out to the mailing list, and I have wonderful events at my house. And I'm about to start a series of events in Los Angeles, more public events, they'll be quite wonderful. So. Go to theconversation.org, get on the mailing list, you'll know all about these things.
Great. Well, I appreciate having you on. You're definitely one of the people that are holding up the flag for this, and I want to thank you for all the work that you've done and you're putting out the Crop Circle movie as well. And for my listeners, we've been on with Suzanne Taylor. She's the producer and director of Crop Circle's Quest for Truth, and I appreciate it so much.